I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died. My richest gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to all his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? The whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Love so amazing. What is that amazing love that's so divine that it demands my soul, my life, my all? That is an amazing love that burns within the heart of God for us. There is one and only one window into that love. There is only one doorway into the heart of God. Only one passage. Only one window, only one portal that we can view the depths and the wonder of the love of God and the secrets of the heart of God. And that single doorway is a doorway that most Christians avoid their entire life. And it's the cross. When I survey the wondrous cross, over and over he shows me new wonders of the cross. And it's consistently the doorway into the heart of God as he reveals to me the secrets of his heart. The place where the stones are of his sapphires and the dust are of his gold. I have found only one entrance to that place, and it's the cross. There is a glory and a wonder in God. Moses prayed, show me your glory. And I have seen the glory of God, and the glory of God is the cross. That's his pride and joy. That's his glory. Paul said, I would know nothing among you except Jesus Christ and him crucified. And within his death, his suffering, is contained all of the wonders of God. Because God is love, and only the cross can plumb the depths of God's love. When I survey the wondrous cross on which the Prince of Glory died, my richest gain I count but loss and pour contempt on all my pride. And at that cross he bids me come die with him. See, if I want to share something of interest to Katie or Samuel, my little children, I'm not going to share the deep secrets of my heart, am I? They would sit there with a blank stare that would go right over their heads. I want to share with them what they're interested in. If they're interested in dolphins, I want to share about dolphins and show them pictures and let them delight in that and the wonder of it. And it will thrill them and excite them and interest them. Well, of course I'm going to share with them those things, right? Who am I going to share the deep secrets of my heart, both my pains and my joys, with my wife? right? Not my little kids. And so God shares with his little children all kinds of neat things, all kinds of prophetic and about the three heavens and about warring and speaking over the land and prophecy, words of knowledge, and all kinds of things that interest God's children. Sam sits still. And his children find interest in all kinds of things. With only his bride does he uncover the secrets of his heart. And it's always down on the threshing floor. He bids me come die with him, and he reveals the wonders of his secrets of his cross to me. It's always a doorway into the heart of God. God's greatest joy and glory and passion. The thing that is able to pierce the heart of God and open up a flood and a flow of redeeming love is the cross of Calvary. It is still the wonder and the glory of God. It is still the doorway to all of the treasure, the hidden treasures, the secrets of the heart of God. Is the cross. And as we come to know the wonders of the cross, as he unites us with him in his death, we come to know the wonders and the depths of the heart of God and the love of God. It is the only doorway into the secret place. The place where the dust is gold. It is still the wonder and the beauty. For most, it's a historical event. And it is the legitimate, legal propitiation for my sins that brings man to a right relationship with God and saves me from hell. So I can go into the, quote, deeper things of God. It is the deepest thing of God. It is the doorway into all the depths of the love of God. For most, it's a historical event. Not for his bride. Not for his brother. Not for his wife to whom he shares. With whom he shares the deep secrets of his heart. It is her glory. It is her glory. It is the wonder. It is the passion. It is the window into everything a heart desires. See from his hands, from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, where thorns compose so rich a crown? There is no exhausting, no wonder, no beauty of the cross. Its wonders are deepened with every revelation. And there is no crown of glory more wonderful, more rich than the crown of thorns. We have no concept of what he did on the cross. We have no concept of the love of God as revealed through the cross. Only as he reveals the wonders of it can we begin to taste and see the goodness of God. Begin to become one with him and experience that love experientially. It's not just a concept. where he actually unites us with him and we become one with him. Only on the cross. He bids me come and die. He bids me come share with him in the thing that he glories in most. You see, he's going to have a bride, but it's not those who believe in his sacrifice on the cross. No. It's those who come die with him. You see, he bids me, come share with this, my deepest secret. Come share with me in this. It's not a thing like, oh, I'll do it for you, and so you can enjoy all the wonders of heaven, and you don't have to suffer pain. No, we don't understand. He says, come share with me in my greatest triumph, in my lowliest weakness, in my deepest sorrow and pain, and in my most wondrous joy. Come share in my love. Let me recreate it in you. Let me recreate my death, burial, and resurrection in you. Come share with me. Come be my wife. Come be like me. Come die with me. Come suffer with me. Come be raised with me. You see what I'm saying? Did ever such love and sorrow meet? Or thorns composed so rich a crown? There's no way you can see the cross without hearing its bid and its call. Come embrace me. Come let me work in you. Come let me unite you with Christ. There's no way you can see it without hearing that call. There's no way you can know the love of God and the secrets of God's heart without the cross. No way. It's his deepest wonder and joy. It's his greatest secret treasure. It's a doorway to the heart of God. There is no other. I should know nothing among you except Christ and him crucified. Nothing but Christ and him crucified. Why? Because all the secrets of God are contained therein. And sadly, most will spend their entire lives avoiding the doorway to the heart of God. They'll go this way and that, searching for him, trying to find power or peace or love or the answers. Every so often, they'll pass by that door that looks so dark, so foreboding. Oh, yeah, he died on that, thank God, and they'll pass by. And they'll pass by, and they'll pass by, searching for God, never seeking, never able to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because they won't pass through the one door, that narrow gate. And inside is a treasure chest. The diamonds and the rubies and the sapphires and the gold. And the wondrous treasures that is Christ Jesus and the love of God. I will never stop surveying the wondrous cross for all eternity, because there is no end to the wonders therein. And he shows me ever new wonders of his cross. And somehow within that, he shows me all the wonders of his love. They recorded one of the martyrs' words, something like this. Oh, beautiful, wondrous cross, I long to embrace. For I've long been the student of him who died on me. I don't believe anyone can know God. without knowing the wonders of the cross, because it's a doorway to the revelation of God. And what a treasure that he would share that wonder with us. Where the whole realm of nature and mind, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. No one will ever give their all till they see the cross, because they'll never see the demand of that love. They'll never see how amazing that love is. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. Well, how do you know? How can you comprehend that love except in the cross? You can't. It's revealed only in the cross. It is the power of God and the salvation for those of us who are being saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I pray for an anointing to come upon this earth. An anointing to see the cross. It wasn't a historical event so much as it is a window into your heart. I pray for an anointing across the earth, men and women and children will begin to have a revelation of the cross. I pray for Samuel and Cain, that you give them a revelation of the cross of Calvary, the love of God for them, price you paid for them. I pray that they, along with others, would hear that bid, come and die with me. Hallelujah. I pray for an anointing across the earth, that you would begin to uncover the wonders of your cross. Purchase for yourself a bride. Prepare her. Bring her down to the threshing floor with you. Uncover your feet there. Let her lie all night with you. As long as it takes, buried with you by baptism into death, raised with you to newness of life. A glorious bride without spot or wrinkle. Pray for the revelation of the cross with blood. And I pray for the work of the cross in your people and in your to bring forth your glorious bride. Let your cross have its perfect work in us. Let us see it and joyfully hear the bid, joyfully answer the bid, come and die. To joyfully answer that invitation, come and view the wonderful secrets of my heart. It's nothing to be feared. Help us, Lord. It's nothing to be feared, babe. It's nothing to be feared. It's not a terrible thing. It's a beautiful thing. His death was terrible, but the work of the cross in us is beautiful. And you know it's painful, but listen, you know the pain that we've gone through is God has put to death certain things as we've embraced the cross. You know how it's painful and how we can shrink from those circumstances and those dealings. But I've seen the other end of it. I didn't explain it well in that writing. I couldn't, but the things you suffer before man, where they strike you or spit on you and you turn the other cheek and you pray, God, forgive them even when you don't mean it, and you pray it until you mean it. Those are the things, the cross you suffer before man, but I've seen the other end. They dangle and sway away from man. a place forgotten by the feet of men. You see, I've seen how the elements are made by pressure and heat. I've seen the gold and the sapphires in that place. It's nothing to dread. It's so beautiful. That union with Christ in his death is all gold. It's all glory. It's all wonder. It's taking part in the redemptive work of God and man, union with the heart of God. You see, we go through the cross on the surface with men just out of sheer obedience. He says, forgive, so we have to forgive. He says, pray for your enemies, so we have to pray for them. We just obey. But then he uncovers the gold that it produces. You just don't know, man. You just don't know the wonder in your own heart that he has produced. You just haven't seen it yet. You just haven't experienced that union with him. You just don't know the treasures that are hidden deep inside because of the obedience with man. You don't know yet. You don't need to fear it at all. Embrace it, love it. Within it is union with Christ. Within it is beauty beyond description. Who can describe being one with him? And one with him in his work of redemption in the earth. As you lay down your life for others in a secret place where no one sees. Where he says, will you die for this one? You say, yes, gladly. It's there, babe. The treasures are there. You just haven't seen them yet. Don't worry. And don't fear. Don't fear the cross. There's nothing more glorious. You see, on the man's side of it, it looks dark and foreboding. But on that side, away from the footsteps of men, it's all light and glory. It's all gold. The dust of that place is gold. The stones are ever sapphire. Nothing to be feared. It's the doorway to the heart of God. And the heart of God is beautiful beyond description. The treasures are ever endless. I have a baptism to be baptized with, and how I am constrained until it be accomplished. And I believe the heart of God is still constrained till he has a bride who knows the depths of his love and in whom he has reproduced that love. I am constrained. I am constrained within him till his cross is revealed to his people. Till he receives reward of his sufferings. A bride who loves him with the same love surrenders the same surrender that he surrendered. The same kind of love, not the same amount, but the same kind. I am constrained. I love you, Jesus. Thank you. You've brought me into a broad place. I love you. Thank you for the wonder. Thank you for the glory. Thank you for sharing with me, with us. Thank you, my Jesus. I love you. I love you. I love you.